can't really imagine choosing that to put up in a room. I might put it in a small area of living room, like as in one chimney stack, or just a little feature, because it's a bit busy. It might drive me crazy if it was all over the room.
I could see it in a study as well, but also in a living room. I think in a living room would be very nice. But, you know, you need kind of vintage furniture. But I think, you know, if you use, like, mustard and white and stuff.
No, it's lovely. It's muted. Yeah. It doesn't dominate. It's quite, you know, it's quite quite busy. But it actually, I think it would just merge into the distance.
I would have this in a little work room.
Well, I think so. Yeah. I think something making.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite an
but making in a sort of quite a, I mean, like for me, hand sewing, not machine.
You do something that's much more kind of repetitive, maybe
yes,
active,
absolutely.
Rather than contemplative. There's although
yeah, no,
you know,
the,
it's
the,
a very
the
small
rose...
repeat, it's still quite busy, isn't it?
Busy, but it actually, I think it would just merge into the distance.
It's a bit busy. It might drive me crazy if it was all over the room.
It's quite energizing.
A small room.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite busy, but it actually, I think it would just merge into the distance.
It's a bit busy. It might drive me crazy if it was all over the room.
I think you'd need something that you can have a rest when you've finished being busy.
Yes.
I would quite like that paper if it wasn't for that little black line. If it was a dark green. Maybe it is dark green, but it's too dark green. It just makes it look like something mathematical. It looks like a mathematical puzzly thing.